Golly, Bozo, look at all the soldiers saddling up their horses for the next march. Prancing ponies. That's the horse cavalry, Butchie. Watch those hippity-high-stepping stallions do their stuff.
Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 9 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, July 16th, from an unfinished basement on the north side of Topeka, Kansas. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next hour. This week we have some more requests to fill. A flashback to a previously requested artist. A very brief Cubs report and a few tunes I've been trying to squeeze in for weeks. In fact, the music you hear behind me now is part of that tribute, that flashback.
We'll talk about that.
First up, this song in tribute to today's 40th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moonshot. Okay, this is dead air. The application is not responding. Let's try this.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like. Darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. In other words, I love you.
That was Julie London singing Fly Me to the Moon. And I'm sorry, there was a little bit of a technical difficulty there. The one application on my right didn't want to start, so I started it in the application on my left. And then the application on my right started anyway. And then, you know, all heck broke loose. Okay, I'm the opening music around the top of the show was a little something from Blossom Deary, who we heard as a request from my Uncle Jim last week. That was the background music, or a version of a recording that put her on the map in a way that was a little bit strange. She was a pianist, composer, jazz musician, singer. And she was recording many, many decades ago. But in 1963, she recorded a commercial for Heyer's Root Beer that morphed into a hit song and got her multiple television appearances with Jack Parr and Dave Garraway. And Heyer's commissioned an album full of songs that did rather well. And well, let's hear the commercial, shall we?
Root beer. Heyer's rabble rousing, rootin' tootin' root beer. Heyer's lion roaring, rabble rousing, rootin' tootin' root beer. Heyer's Roman candle lion roaring, rabble rousing, rootin' tootin' root beer. Heyer's roaring candle, tootin' lion, rabble, rootin', roamin', rousin', root beer.
Next time friends drop in, just give them a high and the tip of a cap, right off a bottle of Heyer's. Light, bright, lively Heyer's, the friendly root beer that's too good to keep a cap on. Try it. Say hi with Heyer's, the rootin', roarin', how's that again?
Heyer's roaring candle, tootin' lion, rabble, rootin', roamin', rousin', root beer. If you can say it, you can have another Heyer's root beer.
I'm not even going to try, because I'd probably end up rambling. Get some Heyer's today. You can get that at Hinky Dinky or any other supermarket. In case you forgot, Hinky Dinky is our sponsor.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. And Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
A supermarket in California. What thoughts I have of you tonight, Walt Whitman. For I walk down the side streets under the trees with a headache, self-conscious, looking at the full moon. In my hungry fatigue and shopping for images, I went into the neon fruit supermarket dreaming of your enumerations. What peaches and what penumbras. Whole families shopping at night. Aisles full of husbands. Wives in the avocados. Babies in the tomatoes. And you, Garcia Lorca, what were you doing down by the watermelons? I saw you, Walt Whitman, childless, lonely old grubber, poking among the meats in the refrigerator and eyeing the grocery boys. I asked you questions of each. Who killed the pork chops? What price bananas? Are you my angel? I wandered in and out of the brilliant stacks of cans following you, and followed in my imagination by the store detective. We strode down the open corridors together in our solitary, fancy-tasting artichokes, possessing every frozen delicacy, and never passing the cashier. Where are we going, Walt Whitman? The doors close in an hour. Which way does your beard point tonight? I touch your book and dream of our odyssey in the supermarket and feel absurd. Will we walk all night through solitary streets? The trees add shade to shade, lights out in the houses. We'll both be lonely. Will we stroll dreaming of the lost America of love, past blue automobiles and driveways, home to our silent cottage? Ah, dear father, graybeard, Lonely old courage teacher, what America did you have when Sharon quit poling his ferry and you got out on a smoking bank and stood watching the boat disappear on the black waters of Lethe?
That was Allen Ginsberg, and evidently Ted Kooser is not the only supermarket poet. That was called A Supermarket in California, and I didn't realize they had supermarkets where they did not have hinky-dinkies, but evidently there are supermarkets in California. Actually, I've been to Trader Joe's out there and Whole Foods out there and various other places, Strohecker's and whatnot. And, wow, I'm kind of in a supermarket frame of mind. Babies in the tomatoes and lots of other produce issues issuing forth in amongst the produce. Let's try this one on.
Riley the cop would always stop on the corner at Tony's fruit stand. He'd help himself to anything on which he could lay his hands. Riley did this quite often. Plenty of fruit he would soften. So Tony got sore and inwardly swore. Then he began to shout, "Hey, please, no squeeze of the banana. Because when you do that, then you make the fat. Hey, please, no squeeze of the banana. When you squeeze of the plum, you put him on the bum. You touch of this, you touch of that, you touch of everything. You push of this, you push of that, then you buy nothing. So please, no squeeze of the banana. If you squeeze an officer, please, the squeeze of the coconut. Please, no squeeze of the banana. Because when you do that, then you make a flat. Please, no squeeze of the banana. When you squeeze of the grapes, you put him out of shape. You touch of this, you touch of that, you take on me for a fool. You squeeze of this, you squeeze of that, why don't you squeeze of chakroo? So please, no squeeze of the banana. If you squeeze the officer, please, the squeeze of the coconut. Please, no squeeze of the banana. Because when you do that, then you make the flat. Please, no squeeze of the banana. When you squeeze of the peach, mamma mia, what a reach. You touch of this, you touch of that, you mess them up and stand. You squeeze of this, you take of that, one day I'll break of your hand. So please, no squeeze of the banana. If you squeeze an officer, please squeeze it a coconut. Squeeze it a goo-goo seal. Squeeze it a watermelon. Squeeze it a Moulin John. But please, no squeeze of the banana.
I think we've fulfilled our shopping list for this evening. We've got our root beers and our baby tomatoes and squishy bananas. That was Sam Butera, that may be Sam Butera and the Witnesses. That was the backing group for, I mentioned this on another program, for Louis Prima. And I'd have to do a side-by-side or an ear-by-ear comparison because that song was also a big hit for Louis Prima, but I really think that was Sam singing the vocal on the version I just played. We're going to make a big jump into an entirely different decade now. This is the Bellamy Brothers, and this was a hit for them. It was a top 10 hit for them in 1976, and you'll probably recognize it, even if you don't remember much or anything about 1976. This is Let Your Love Flow. Thank you.
those love rides shine all around us. So let that wonder take you into space and lay you under. It's loving embrace, just feel the thunder. As it warms your face, you can't hold back.
Be delighted to know that as that song was fading, my man Reed Johnson just made the final out in the Cubs' victory over the Washington Nationals, the execrable Washington Nationals. Had they not beaten them, I'd be embarrassed for them. But they did, and we'll get back to the Cubs a little bit later on with the Cubs report, but just now they finished beating. Technology is a wonderful thing. I've got the game on a little window right in my computer monitor as I do the show. It's terrific. But I'm going to close it now. And what else is going on? Tuesday night I did something I don't think I can do a lot more of, and that was I drove to Kansas City to a concert all by my lonesome. And doing that on a weeknight with work the next morning and going to a show that ends late and driving back that night and getting up on 4 hours sleep the next morning. Let's just say I'm getting a little old for that nonsense. I went to see Government Mule at Crossroads in downtown Kansas City, an outdoor venue I'd never been to before. It's nothing fancy, but it was a nice show and a nice place to see the show. And I was thinking, well, I'd like to play some Government Mule on my program, but most of their stuff falls into the category of things that just don't really fit right in at Hinky Dinky Time Radio. But I found something that's not too long and not too anything. But it's good. It's actually a remix of a song. This is a song that features two members of Government Mule, Warren Haynes on guitar and Matt Apst on drums, with Chris Wood from Medeski, Martin, and Wood on bass, and Bernie Worrell of Parliament Funkadelic on the keyboards, in a song called... No, that's not who's on this. Yeah, they are on this, but so is John Scofield, who is a jazz guitarist who played for years with Miles Davis and other people, and he's been out on his own for years and dabbling a little bit in the rock vein. And this is a version of an instrumental called Sco Mule, Sco being Scofield, and this is a remixed version. This is a remixed version produced by a fellow named DJ Logic. And I don't know if many of my live listeners, there's only a couple thousand people tuned in live. It's a pretty small audience tonight. No DJ Logic, but my cousin Dan probably knows DJ Logic. So I'll leave that one for him. And we're going to listen to Sco Mule now.
I'm gonna take you home. That's where you belong. Cause you were born to discover you made to love the good things. Yes, you were a little girl so fine. I'm going to make you mine. Reach out my hand, I know you understand. Cause you were born to discover you made to love the good things. Yes, you were. Well, let me hear you say I love you. Well, let me hear you say I love you. Well, let me hear you say I love you. Well, let me hear you say I love you. Cause you were born to discover you're made to love the good things. Yes, you are. Come on. Yes, you are. Come on.
That song kind of makes my tushy want to dance in its chair. I think it's the tambourine and the maracas. I'm not entirely sure. That was Little Girl by the Steve Miller Band. And, you know, the Steve Miller Band, you know, Steve Miller wasn't much of a songwriter, and he wasn't that great a guitar player, and he could only sort of sing. But there are gems just all over the first four albums, and I think the main thing that they had going for them then was that all four of those first four records were produced by producer Glyn Johns, who was a pretty skillful guy, and he could make silk purses from sow's ears. And because right after that fourth record, Miller took over producing his own stuff, and oh, God. And the other thing is that at least on the last two of those first four, keyboard duties were being handled by Ben Sidran, a pretty talented guy that went on to become a pretty important figure in jazz, particularly interviewing other jazz musicians, but as a player as well. I like that song we just heard. That was rocking. And I've got a request to play for my dear uncle James Lloyd out in the Bay Area, and he asked for some Hot Club of Paris. That's Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli on violin, on jazz fiddle, and I don't know who the rhythm section was. I could have researched it, but I didn't. And he asked for I'm Confessin', so I'm playing it. Thank you. Very nice. That was the Hot Club of Paris featuring Stefan Grappelli and Django Reinhardt. Did you know Django was a gypsy? He was. He was of the Romani people. And he had one hand that didn't move very well, but he could sure play guitar with it anyway. Tonight's Cubs report, the victory over the Nationals moves the game Cubs a game over 500 and only three games back of the Cardinals. It's nice not to have to say that they're three and a half back, like I've said every week in recent memory. We just had the All-Star break, and the National League lost their 400th consecutive All-Star game, ensuring the Red Sox yet another home field advantage in this year's World Series. You can make bank on that. Before the break, the Cubs split a four-game series with the Cards, which, under the circumstances, was about all I could have hoped for. Aramis Ramirez has done precisely squat since coming off the disabled list, but he'll come around. The Cubs are poised to make a move in the second half of the 21st century. The boys in blue start up again on the road, as I've told you, with four games against the pitiful Washington Nationals and need to capitalize on this gift from God. And having won the first game of the series, they're off to a reasonably good start. As the weeks go by on Hinky Dinky Time Radio and I refine my stroke, as you might say, I get my shtick together, I establish a few conventions, and I think at the top of the show, top of the hour after the show starts, end of the first half hour, is going to be a slot for the Murray Newman request of the week. So whatever that happens to be, blame him. Please don't take it out on me. Yeah, that's right. I do want to put on my boogie shoes. Hang on a second. I'm lacing the left one. That was Boogie Shoes by Casey and the Sunshine. Casey and the Sunshine Band. Really big shoes. And Dad just asked for some Casey and the Sunshine Band. And I invite you all to listen to this program again on the website, an archived edition of it. And pay special attention to the guitar, the lead guitar on Boogie Shoes, which sounds to me like it's an amplified nylon string guitar, and it sounds really nice. I'm not sure I ever really noticed how good the guitar is on that song. So I chose wisely. if I do say so. Before that, we, you know, when we back, I was thinking about the Hot Club of Paris, and I was thinking about Paris, and it brings me back to our Blossom Dearie flashback in a way, because I knew her voice sounded familiar to me. And if you're of a generation that is either mine or younger, and you had any affinity for Saturday morning cartoons, you probably, you know, if you like the cartoons that were on ABC, you probably spent a lot of Saturday mornings watching Schoolhouse Rock episodes. And sure enough, Blossom Dearie looms large in Schoolhouse Rock, having been the vocalist on a couple of those episodes. And it seems to me that the reason for that is that she was pals with a guy named Bob Doro, who wrote and sang on many, many, many Schoolhouse Rock installments. And they had met and worked together in a band in Paris way back in 1952, about 20 years before the Schoolhouse Rock days. And I'm going to take the liberty here to play some Schoolhouse Rock. And if you're like me, this brings back fond memories. And this is how I was first exposed to the voice of Blossom Dearie. And here we go.
Got home from camping last spring. Saw people, places, and things. Describe the people, places, and every last thing. So we unpacked our adjectives. I unpacked frustrating first. Reached in and found the word worst. Then I picked soggy and next I picked foggy and then I was ready to tell them my tale. I'd unpacked my adjectives. Adjectives are words you use to really describe things. Handy words to carry around. Days are sunny or they're rainy. Boys are dumb or else they're brainy. Adjectives can show you which way. Adjectives are often used to help us compare things. To say how thin, how fat, how short, how tall. Girls who are tall can get taller. Boys who are small can get smaller. Till one is the tallest, another's the smallest of all. We hiked along without care. Then we ran into a bear. He was a hairy bear. He was a scary bear. We beat a hasty retreat from his lair. With adjectives.
Whoa! Boy, that was one big ugly bear.
You can even make adjectives out of the other parts of speech, like verbs or nouns. All you have to do is tack on an ending like ick or ish or er. For example, this boy can grow up to be a huge man, but still have a boyish face. Boy is a noun, but the ending ish makes it an adjective. Boyish. That describes the huge man's face. Get it? Next time you go on a trip, remember this little tip. The minute you get back, they'll ask you this and that. You can describe people, places, and things. Simply unpack your adjectives. You can do it with adjectives. Tell about it with adjectives. You can shout it with adjectives.
Now, I know you want to hear some Bob Doro, me having mentioned that, and actually you just did, because that was Bob Doro who says, boy, that was one big ugly bear, but you might not have caught that. So I'm going to play another Schoolhouse Rock. It's Bob Doro. And while I'm at it and playing, you know, 6 degrees of separation or 6 degrees of James Newman. Lloyd James Newman. Bob Doro was a compatriot and collaborator and good friend of Dave Frischberg's, and someday we'll you know, explore the connection between Michael Jim and Dave Frischberg and probably play some Dave Frischberg. But now we're going to play some Bob Doro. And 3 is a magic number.
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get 3 as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you 3 as a magic number. It takes 3 legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes 3 wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has 3 corners. Every triangle has 3 sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's 3, you can see it's a magic number. A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had 3 in the family. That's a magic number. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30, multiply it backwards from 3 times 10, 3 times 10 is 30, 3 times 9 is 24, 3 times 7 is 21, 3 times 6 is 18, 3 times 5 is 15, 3 times 4 is 12, 3 times 3 is 9, 2 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1 is 3, of course.
Now take the pattern once more. 3.
3, 6, 9.
12.
12, 15, 18.
21.
21, 24, 27. 30.
Now multiply from 10 backwards.
3 times 10 is 30.
Going
3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 8 is 24. 3 times 7 is 21. 3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. And 3 times 3 is 9. And 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1.
What is it?
3!
Yeah, that's a magic number.
A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had 3 in the family. That's a magic number. She told him all the strength was in the hair of his head, and not me. The people they say that the women are leading the women astray, but I say that the women of today smarter than the man in the air.
sight.
Hey, you need a girl and a pretty dance, thinking that you would stand a chance. Take her home thinking she's alone, open the door. You find her husband home, not me. But the people, they say that they are leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than the man in every way. That's right, the woman is smarter. That's right. I was treating a girl independently. She was making baby for me when the baby born and I went to see. Eyes was blue.
Sure.
It was not by me, not me. But the people, they say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than the man in every way. I am smarter.
That's right. And that's Harry Belafonte, and in case you didn't recognize the voice, and that's from his Calypso album, which was, I think, his first release in the United States, put him soundly into the American consciousness. And man, that's kind of a risque little tune there. That's from, considering it's from, I think, 56 or 59 or something like that. I played, 2 weeks ago, I played a version of Seventh Son by Georgie Fame. And my father emailed me, apropos of nothing, that the Mose Allison version is better. Well, Mose Allison wrote it, so he might have some idea about how to perform it. I'm not going to play that tonight, but I'm going to play some Mose Allison. This is Lost Mind.
If you would be so kind to help me find my mind, I want to thank you in advance. Know this before you start, my soul's been torn apart. I lost my mind in a wild romance. My future is my past, this memory will last. I'll live to love the days gone by. Each day that come and go is like the one before. My mind's lost till the day I die. Words would fail me if I tried to describe her, though I know she's not all she should have been. She was the devil with the face of an angel. She was sweet and cruel, cruel and sweet as homemade sin. If you would be so kind to help me find my mind, I want to thank you in advance. Know this before you start, my soul's been torn apart. I lost my mind in a wild romance. Fail me if I tried to describe her, though I know she's not all she should have been. She was the devil with the face of an angel. She was sweet and cruel, cruel and sweet as homemade sin. If you would be so kind to help me find my mind, I want to thank you in advance. Know this before you start, my soul's been torn apart. I lost my mind in a wild romance. I lost my mind in a wild
If you think you recognize the sound of the high rhythm section, the high records rhythm section, and the Hodges Brothers, you're correct. That's another Ann Peebles number. I think I played some Ann a number of weeks back. That's Breaking Up Somebody's Home. And I like the sound of that band. We're getting to where we're winding things down on this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. We got time for a few more songs, just a couple more maybe. And, gee, what should we listen to? How about some Kay Kaiser?
Cause my baby says it's so. Presenting Harry Babbitt, white is black and black is white, for no good reason that I know, only that my baby says it so. Night is day, and day is night, the moon at noon is all aglow, just because my baby says it so. I caught her kissing someone else to my confusion. She said what I saw was an optical illusion. Now I was wrong and she was right, and as I said a while ago, that's because my baby says it so. Hot is cold and slow is fast.
Hey, don't hand me that stuff. I don't believe it, no, sir.
Well, anyhow, Ish, my baby says it so.
Up is down, bad is good.
Now, Sully, just where did you get that information?
From my baby, and my little baby says it so.
You must be squirrely to believe all that kind of stuff. The only way to get along with a girl is to stand right up on your own and tell her, girlie, cut it out or papa gets rough.
Now, pardon, Ace, but who's that lady standing right behind you?
What lady? Uh-oh, my wife. Now, like I was saying, you take my wife. Now, she's different. Yes, sir. That's my baby, and anything she says is so.
Yeah, that was Kay Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge, and you heard Harry Babbitt on vocals and a little bit of humor from Ishka Bibble, and I think that was some Sully Sullivan on there as well. We're going to listen to a Tom Waits song. I've been remiss. I haven't played any Tom on the show, and after that I'll come back and bid you adieu and play one more song as a farewell. Once again, an hour has just flown by for me. I appreciate you tuning in, and I appreciate you listening on the archive. I hope you have a great week. I hope you have a good weekend coming up. And let's all meet back here next week, because Thursdays have become very special to me. And I'd like to thank you all for another sweet Thursday. And so would Johnny Mathis. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine? We were only two strangers, but we aren't strangers anymore. And as I stand and kiss you at your door, I know my life was in your hands.